This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the sixth week of Middle Summer. The trajectory of August and the transition to late summer are made up of interlocking associations. Some of these connections are used by farmers and gardeners, and others are tools for awareness of how the world fits together. Throughout the month ahead, when spiders start to increase their building of webs in the woodlot, then the yellow jacket season begins in the wind-falled apples and the plums, and then morning fogs increase in the valleys. When the lilies are gone, summer stabilizes in the golden purple coneflowers, the tall wing stem and ironweed and the rich opening of ragweed, the green budding stalks of the goldenrod poised, their full season still ahead. When black walnut trees have lost about a third of their leaves, then hummingbirds and wood ducks and Baltimore orioles and purple martins start to disappear south. When cardinals stop singing before dawn, then the soybean leaves are yellowing in the fields and farmers start to cut corn for silage. When long flocks of blackbirds move across the sky, then it's time for plums to be the sweetest of the year. When all the summer apples have been picked, then the first puffball mushroom of the year swells in the cool, damp night. When there's more than one Judas maple tree in the woodlot, then hickory nutting season is underway. And when the last of the garden flocks die back, then ragweed time winds down, and the year's final tier of wildflowers is budding. The beggar ticks and the burr marigolds, the asters and the zigzag goldenrod. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late summer. In the meantime, watch and see how, when one thing is happening, something else is happening too. There's always a connection. There's always a fitting together.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.